allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for coming out tonight. This is a meeting of the Special Council Meeting of Growth Management, Land Use, and Community Services Committee. This committee's work scope includes matters of non-quasi-judicial nature related to community growth and development, including but not limited to planning of the physical, economic, aesthetic, and social development of the city, comprehensive plan, zoning code, and housing annexation policies, and code enforcement. The committee shall consider matters related to transportation, planning, and concurrency. Unless prohibited by the Black Diamond Municipal Code or other law, the committee shall consider matters related to project permit review, development agreements, and the MDRT. To everyone in the room, the public must remain quiet during the meeting. Those wishing to speak must wait for a public comment on the agenda and must be recognized by the chair. If you are wishing to speak, please limit speaking to what is listed on the agenda and that remarks are in the bounds of civility. Thank you. Okay, roll call.
Chair Pepper.
Present.
Councilmember Weber present. Councilmember Deedy absent.
Approval of the minutes.
Okay. Madam Chair, the past meeting minutes for the last couple meetings were not ready to go when it was time to submit the packet to the city clerk, so I will take charge to make sure that they are complete and ready to go into the packet for our next committee meeting.
Thank you.
We have them in the packet for the public.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Weber. Public comments on topics in this committee scope or on the agenda items. Is there anyone that would wish to speak at this time?
Kristen Bryant. Just a comment, you have the comprehensive plan comments on the agenda later, and I want to thank you for that. A question or comment that I have is regarding submission of comments. It's kind of on behalf of my father. I know he sent a letter into the city and wasn't sure how that was being put out to the Planning Commission or the council. He'd sent it to the person listed on the website for comprehensive plan, Barbara Kincaid. And so just something to ask about if you guys are getting that information, I don't know, and he wasn't sure. So he wanted to make sure that he knew how his feedback was being followed up on. That's the only comment I have.
Anybody else? Okay, item 2 on the agenda, discussion of resolution 16-1082, authorizing the mayor to sign a professional services agreement for building department related services. The mayor was asked last week if this resolution, this idea went out for bids. And also, if we had received a proposal from BHC, I was thinking of information beyond what was provided in the packet. So far, I have no answer. BHC seems expensive compared to doing work in-house or sharing with another city, as we have been with Maple Valley and Covington. One common way to use consultants is to fill in during really busy times. So this may not be a good long-term strategy. Until any changes formally put in place, the city may want to consider still using the interlocal agreement with Covington and Maple Valley, which they have been in this agreement for several years. I asked the mayor what the current status of was this agreement, and I was surprised to find out that the contract was terminated. This was a unilateral action without notifying the council. Interlocal agreements are legislative, so the council is responsible for terminating them. The mayor sent some information to me that was a different reason for termination than was given in the staff report. And the reasons in the staff report are different than the reasons the mayor stated, and I think that it puts, the mayor is kind of putting the staff in a bad position, and I'm not sure that's really appropriate. At this point, I've invited the staff to come to the committee meeting to discuss this further. The more I look into this, the more questions I'm having. At this time, I do not support moving this out of committee. Councilmember Weber, did you have anything you wanted to say on this?
I just have to agree with what you mentioned. If this was canceled, as it seems, without notifying the council, it seems definitely out of sorts. And for the kind of money that the bid's going out for, I think there should be more, it should be put out for bid. There should be notice in the Voice of the Valley or official paper. And as far as I know, there was no other bids.
I'm not aware of that.
I've got some questions. More questions that need answered, I would say.
This would be a two-year contract. The cost impact, $180,000 for 2 years. So, hold.
I would concur.
Item 3, public comment and discussion on the city's concurrency ordinance. Is there anyone that would like to speak to this? Item number 3, which is concurrency. Councilmember Weber.
Madam Chair, I got some comments that I wrote down that I wanted to express on this particular item, because I know the matter of concurrency is really important for the city. So there's been several emails that have been exchanged with the mayor on the changes to the concurrency ordinance that this committee has been reviewing. Certain questions were answered, but not entirely. I think it's clear that any answers will likely result in more questions. Those answers may need clarification, so in short, we do need to have discussions. On March 30th, I requested that the mayor send staff to our April 4th, or even our April 13th meeting, which is this evening. The mayor indicated that staff was working on something related to concurrency, but staff would not be coming to the meeting. Unfortunately, last year when staff tried to address some of these same issues, which were brought up by the Citizens Tactical Advisory Team, or the TAT team, members of that team expressed that the staff did not address exactly what the citizens were asking. So therefore, I believe we should keep this item in our committee until staff comes, or possibly we may have to consider making changes on our own without staff input. So that's the comments I have for that.
All right. Anybody else would like to speak to a concurrency? Okay. Moving on to number 4, discussion on the comprehensive plan. Is there anybody who would like to speak to that? Okay, my remarks on keeping the comprehensive plan on this agenda all the time is that we are in the process in the city of writing and rewriting and looking at the new set of comprehensive plan. I believe we have to make one every 6 years or so, and we're doing that now. We want to keep this meeting as another avenue for public input, and as the issues emerge, the committee may discuss them here. Last evening, we had another comprehensive plan meeting where we as the Planning Commission and the Council discussed the City of Black Diamond's housing policies. Barbara Kincaid outlined the next meeting in May, and that will be about capital facilities, administrative services. She mentioned things like police, fire, and schools. June is land use, and July is transportation. The sequence of events from then is then in July, the plan will be taken to the public for comment, then to the Planning Commission for recommendation to the City Council. I believe there's a Survey Monkey online that you can contribute to. You can write letters into the city about things that you feel are important. It is my understanding that any letters or correspondence that's written with regard to the comprehensive plan are included right now in the back of the comprehensive plan notebook that we have at this time. I don't know how up to date that is, so we can find out. I'm asking the mayor to allow staff member Barbara Kincaid. I would like her to provide this committee with more detail on the process after the joint meetings are concluded in July. Any comment on the city's comprehensive plan, its process, its purpose?
I'm Dwayne Garcia. I live in Morgan Creek. When I was at the last meeting regarding the comprehensive plan, I was concerned because they were concerned about language. And as I was looking at the whole total plan, the language drew one picture, and the data that was in the comprehensive plan drew another picture, and they were incongruent. They didn't match. It's almost like if you were to read the comprehensive plan, the words, it sounded wonderful and beautiful, but when you looked at the numbers, it was not the same thing. And I do feel that we need to, you know, clarify those things. It's kind of like, as I was reading it, it sounded to me like a C- college paper. There was no, it wasn't put together well. And I had many issues with it, but mainly the numbers that they were putting in there were larger than the Puget Sound Regional Council numbers. It was incongruent with what the City of Black Diamond comprehensive plan language noted. And that's what I have to say about that. That was the main thing that I got out of the last meeting that I went to. And I like participating in those meetings. I think that we need to have more discussion, and we need to have the staff here, because if they're not participating in this, these meetings that we have, I don't know where they're getting the data. I don't know what they're putting in there, where they're getting it from. None of that's explained to me, because as I read the words and I look at the data, it's like there's two people writing the same document and they're not talking to each other. That's what I have to say.
I guess the only thing I'll say to that, and I've said it many times in the past on council and planning commission, the devil's in the details. So we did definitely needs to be on over fine tooth comb.
And I will say that last evening there was public comment on the agenda, and that has not been the case in the previous meetings.
Right.
And I'm hoping that it will be the case in the future meetings. And also staff attends those meetings as well. Any other comment? Okay. Sorry.
Leanne Garcia, Black Diamond. I've given testimony at council meetings that traffic concurrency is really important. So you said July, the comprehensive plan is, they're going to work on that in July for the traffic?
For transportation.
Not transportation, not traffic.
Well, I believe that is...
So whether it's public or whatever. Do you know how much... I heard Peter Rimbos say that, you know, they would volunteer to help write it, you know, and that, because they've done some very, a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of work. And so he volunteered to make sure, you know, to help and make sure that things were done, you know, that the counts were done, you know, the road, everything was sort of done that would give us a good traffic concurrency ordinance. And I'm just wondering, do you know yet, and you may not because it is in July, do you know yet how much they will listen to that, the TAT, when it comes to that kind of stuff? Are they going to allow them to volunteer to help? Are they going to...
The TAT has provided a great deal of information.
Uh-huh.
And the city's lawyer has reviewed some of their suggestions and actually agreed with some of them.
Oh, okay.
So, I cannot predict...
Right.
...what the city will do. I know they have... constraints about
it may be too early to even know or address it. I just, you know, I'm it was mentioned that it was going to be in July, so I was kind of,
and I would, if you have a particular interest, I would definitely try to prepare. You can look at the 2009 comprehensive plan, which I believe is online.
Uh-huh.
And now it's 2016 and it's, I would like, they said last night that they're using the 2010 census, but there's also like a, I can't remember the name of the group, but it's like a 5-year quasi look at things. It's not the census, but it's like more current. Mm-hmm. So they're using that data as well, which I didn't know. So
That's
a good thing to find out.
Yeah.
So I think asking questions, attending the meetings, preparing in the areas that you have a great interest in is probably a good plan.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for your interest. Okay, so anybody else like to speak? Okay. And that are the items on our agenda tonight, except discussing future agendas. The next meeting is April 27, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., which will be 2 weeks. So the concurrency, comprehensive plan, perhaps this resolution 16-1082, and that's all I have for now. There may be other things added later. So I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn.
I would make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you for coming out tonight. We appreciate your interest in local government.
Thank you for making it possible.